I'm cold. All right. Two songs ago, well, that was Kiwi right there. Two songs ago was Goodbye Texas by Hotel Breakfast. Shout out to the best emo band in Philadelphia.
Oh,
nice. They just released a single called Hiding Places, well, a couple months ago, and they just got a documentary made.
Seriously?
That just got released. It's like 30
awesome.
Minutes. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to.
Shout out.
So, yeah, shout out Hotel Breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shout out Hotel Breakfast. And we have another caller, this time from the Abe Jawless fan club. You are on the air. This is WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, as always.
I'm good, too. Who are you?
Hi, Abe.
Hi. Who are we talking to?
So, this is Emma.
Oh, hey, Emma.
Oh, I think I recognize that name.
Sounds familiar.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a fun
name. Do you guys hear that, too?
We also have in attendance Ethan and Brady.
Hi, Ethan and Brady.
Oh, awesome. Hey, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
There's three people on the air right now.
Wow.
There's plenty. We got, like, what, seven people total?
It's a party,
I could do some good math.
Visionary.
All right. Cool. What do you guys want to talk about? Lay it on us.
Hello.
Potato chips.
What's your favorite?
I have to say, we are really enjoying Rhapsody Potato Chip Company handcrafted kettle potato chips.
Oh, those are the ones Brady bought, aren't they?
Yeah. And you know what? I can attest.
Yeah. Those are
excellent.
Fire. They're fire.
Absolutely
yeah.
excellent.
Yeah, they are fire.
They truly are exquisite. I was kind of hoping for some Tostitos or some tortilla chips, but, you know...
Thoughts on Hint of Lime?
Fire.
Pretty good as well.
I have a hot take.
Yeah.
I like Lay's original.
All right, that's okay. Come on.
And I like Lay's sour cream and onion.
You know what, Jaren?
What are we doing?
It's
fine.
I'm not really big into.
I'm settling. For
I'm not
that.
Really
I'm
big into like Tostitos.
You know what? You know what, Jaren? You and I. You and I on this show have a history of disagreements.
But on this, we agree.
But on this one,
yeah.
Give me some.
Oh, here's my thing. I think Tostitos. Oh, they taste faker than Lay's do. Like, they don't, like, I don't know whose tortillas those
are. A little
are.
Bit more processed.
And then second of all, no, I feel like Lay's do actually taste pretty real. And then second,
Lay's are pretty good. However,
I really do not enjoy Sun Chips. I don't know, I don't understand why.
All right,
at least the original
down.
Flavor. The original,
here,
sun, the original,
it's burning up in the studio.
The original Sun Chips flavor is so boring. It's so, like, I mean, it's
ooh,
way more
so
boring
wrong.
Than Lay's original.
You know what?
And they're, I don't
can
know.
Can we get
never,
Emma's?
I thought
so
people
close.
Were trolling when they said they like Sun Chips.
Emma, Brady, and Ethan, what's your
really
guys'
like
take?
I like Sun Chips as well. So Brady and Ethan lost their phone privileges.
Their what privileges?
Their phone privileges.
Oh, gosh.
They probably swore.
Wrong. Yeah.
So,
we didn't catch it, though.
They were probably going to swear and or make references to drugs and or alcohol.
Uh-oh.
Which no, can't. How dare they? That's a no-no.
That's a absolutely not.
I would also like to talk about blue corn tortilla chips. I do have to say those are the best
acceptable.
Tortilla chips out there.
Acceptable. I'm with that. I could co-sign.
Yeah. Thank you.
Purple's my favorite color, actually. Yeah.
If you're out there and you love Sun Chips... I just
thank you.
It's
thank
just
you for
not
all
a
that
good
you
like.
You're amazing.
You need to rethink your life. I would put Sun Chips and Dr. Pepper on the same realm of like, what are you
that's
doing?
That's ridiculous, actually.
In fact, I
serious?
See Finian around
all right,
town.
Both are fire.
I see
yeah,
him.
Finian does.
I see Finian right, drinking Dr. Pepper
everywhere.
And
everywhere
eating
you go.
Absolutely everywhere.
He always has to lay down the law. This is
all around town.
These allegations are false.
I saw him outside of TD Garden drinking a Dr. Pepper and eating a bag of Sun Chips.
Not only in Boston. But the District of Columbia as well.
What are you doing to my reputation right now?
Telling the truth.
If Sun Chips are actually good, you wouldn't be offended by that, but we all know
it's
they're
not.
Not.
That's not the part I have a problem
exactly.
with.
What's the problem then?
It's the Dr. Pepper.
It's the Dr. Pep.
I have
what
a picture.
About Dr. Bob?
Dr. Bob is fine.
You know, part of me wishes that
Mr.
this
Bib.
Was not just an audio show, so we could put up on screen a picture of Finian drinking Dr. Pepper all around town.
You know, we really
I have photographic evidence.
That'd be this really just, good. Maybe include some new
this is why we should
that.
Start a podcast.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we should start a podcast.
Guys,
I think we
need guys, to start a podcast. Groundbreaking idea.
But actually, those Sun Chips are so mid. Like, y'all are
They're
tripping
amazing.
If you actually think those are... if y'all want to sit down and enjoy some Sun Chips, like, we're not... I'm not with
yeah,
that.
More for me, bro.
Yeah, for real.
I'm gladly
for real.
You can get your original
Harvest,
Lays,
Harvest
bro.
Cheddar,
That's all
garden
you.
And the
salsa.
Kettle Lays are good, too.
Yeah,
the Ruffles? No, Ruffles are good.
Yeah.
Ruffles are good.
Yes. However,
they just like I just know Ruffles is like the sponsor of the dunk contest.
Okay, oh. And
shout out to Brady, the number one fan of wait, is it Ruffles? No, he likes Bugles.
Bugles, dang. That's it.
Nah.
That's
what about combos? I don't really those are fine. Yeah, those aren't chips at all, but they're like I
mean they're okay. That whole genre is not for
it's
me.
It's weird, yeah.
They're just like a little bit those are just road trip snacks. I don't think I'll ever pick out Bugles off a shelf unless I'm like at least 6 hours in a car. So
that's true.
That's fair.
You know.
What do you guys think about Fritos?
You know
they're good with like
the barbecue ones are fire.
Oh my god, yeah, the ones that are like twisted, like a little bow tie ones.
And when you like put like the taco meat and the stuff in the bag, and then you like that's you like like walking taco Fritos, like that's good.
That's not what we're talking about.
That's what people use Fritos for that. Yeah, Frito pie, that's what it's called.
You ever done that?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Why would I say I like it if I've never had it?
All right. Well, you're chefing up for us when we get back home.
Yeah. Let's get it.
You're making taco meat and Fritos.
You've never had like a walking taco and a bag of chips?
I can't say I have.
Oh, they're so good.
Sounds good. I mean, I'm down. I'm down with it.
You know what? It's a thumbs up for me. I give you the cosign. The Abe Jollis cosign.
We didn't
need
it, but that's cool.
least valuable.
What's next on the dog?
Well, I want to thank Emma and the silenced Ethan and Brady for joining us tonight.
Love you guys. Love
free
you guys.
They ain't do nothing.
Thank you so much for letting me talk about chips. It was a great time.
All right,
you're welcome, and we'll see you soon. Hope you call back another week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. just hung up.
She just didn't say it back.
All right, so that was a conversation about chips. We all agree that Sun Chips are mid.
Nope.
And we will be listening to a song that I have never heard of
Sleeping on
in my life. We've got 67 Turbo Jet by Currency with a $ and Harry Fraud.
Shout out to Brady Green
from the Cigarette Boats EP. We're gonna play that. We're gonna play one more song and then we're gonna get out for the night. So we'll see you soon.
Life.
La música de Harry Fraud.
Yeah. Money in the flow, case they kick in the dough. Life. Saran wrapped in the wall, case they bring them dogs. The fuck you thought? That ain't the Super Bowl package, the fuck you bought? I don't plan on being in the police chase, but if I do, homes, I doubt that I get caught. I had some gear work done, headers, cam, exhaust, parked outside of my fault. That's my getaway car, easy access, top off, with the push button start. You know me, dawg, yeah. Money in the flow, case they kicking the dough. Yeah. Saran wrapped in the wall, case they bring them dogs. Yeah. Money in the flow, case they kicking these dough. Life. Saran wrapped in the wall, case they bring them dogs. We can make crack like this as long as we slang raps like this. Make that paper stack like. And we can make crack like this as long as we slang raps like. Make that paper stack like. Fruits of my labor, the grind, major player. Investigators agitated, but this is legal paper that we making. Show it's dope being sold. And yeah, we the ones selling audio keys. The price go down if you cop heavy. Them other fools rushing, they cook up, they shit not ready. We wait until it's perfect, mix it down and then we serve it. The ones who sleeping on it don't deserve it. Money in the flow, case they kicking the dough. Saran wrapped in the wall, case they bring them dough.
money in the flow, case they kick in the dough. Life, saran wrapped in the wall, case they bring them dogs. Yeah. And we can make crack like this, as long as we slang raps like this. Yeah. Make that paper stack light. Life.
Two old friend coincidence. way. I might not be the right one. It might not be the right time. But there's something about us I've got to do. Some kind of secret I will share with you. I need you more than anything in my life. I want you more than anything in my life. I'll miss you more than anyone in my life. I love you more than anyone in my life.
WMFO Medford.
Wouldn't be so bad. Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to... poof! Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen, being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
To tear the da-da-dee-ay. Hi-ya-day. I had no choice but to hear you. You stayed in your case time and again, and I thought about it. You treat me like I'm a princess, and I'm not used to liking that. And you ask how my day was. You've already won me over in spite of me, and don't be alone if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it, it's all your fault. Your love is thick and it swallowed me whole, and you're so much freer than I give you credit for, and that's not lip service. You've already won me over in spite of me, and don't be alone if I fall head over. Unconditional things, and you held your breath and the door for me, and thanks for your patience. That I've ever met, and you're my best friend with benefits. And what took me so long, and I've never felt this healthy before, and I've never wanted something rational, and I am aware now.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
July, night at home, sand. Still Friday, far from the overkill, far from the overload. Back at the bar, the band tears down, but I'll hear in the headlines the silver power lines gleam on this 4th of July. Bye.
2.
Gotta make a move to a town that's right for me.